What? Hey, I'll have none of that here.
Stop it!
Well, what do you want me to do? Jesus Christ, I don't even get paid enough at this joint to stop petty fights between grown-ass shit-faced men that are twice as size as me. Yeah, it looks like they can handle themselves, boss. Yeah, no problem. I'll clean up. Again. I can already tell tonight is gonna be a bad one. Jesus fuck, whose dick do I gotta suck to get tips around here? Fucking pennies? Thanks, appreciate it. Oh, of course. Not like I had a mess to clean up or anything. What can I get you? Certainly. On the rocks? Coming up. So, you new in town, or just haven't seen your face around here? Really? You're gonna give me that pickup line? I work here, so yeah. I come here more often than I care to. There you go. I don't have a mood. It's just me.
Now, excuse me. I've got a broken glass to clean up. Yes, master. Yes, master.
Yeah, some jackasses up to their ears in Daniels thought they could just start a brawl over. So, you know what? I didn't even care to hear. Honestly, what the fuck? Often enough to make me want to quit. Don't even go there. I don't want to hear it. Save your breath on the small talk, okay? I got enough people in my life trying to set a fire under my ass, trying to tell me I shouldn't be here and that I'm meant for greater things. Yeah, well, look where dreaming in college has got me in this economy. So please, spare the talk. Drink up. Nah, hate the radio. Stopped listening around 2015. Too much electro-techno bullshit. I don't like movies. No? Well, no one can come up with their own ideas. No, they can't. I mean, talk about recycling. You know how many stories are out there? Full-fledged, written out, ready to go, but no one will ever hear them because some big shots in suits said they would never sell. Yeah, and they don't even give the poor new folks a chance. So much wasted talent. No, they just keep beating the carcasses of those who've broke the bank before. What good is that? You know how hard it is to promote yourself? Or to print your own work? You make a fool out of yourself, and if you don't, someone else does. What else are they gonna do? Just shout out to the masses staring at the sky until it starts raining pennies? Oh. Yeah. I was one. A writer, or still am, I don't know anymore. I told you. It's hard. I mean, yeah, I wrote, but comes a point when your creative drive just stops. You got nothing to write about, so you decide to just keep on living until you got something to write about or something else pops up. You know, like a spark or, I don't know, creativity, motivation, passion, the sort. You can't fool me. I know what you're playing at. What's the matter to you? A muse. I don't have a muse. You don't need one to write a good story anyway. Why are you questioning me? You don't want to talk to me. No one wants to talk to me. I'm unlikable. You don't gotta stretch it out for me. You know, if I actually did have a muse, all they would do is complain about their job, or their roommates, or about their money problems, and they wouldn't be smart enough to do anything about it. Then you're left picking up the pieces they keep dropping.
Jesus, man!
Anyway, and all through that, you know that you can carry your own weight and shit. But the longer you hold up, the more tired you get. Then maybe there comes a point where you just can't do it anymore. You unload. You're just so tired of defending them and explaining why they are the way they are to people who wouldn't even otherwise matter to you. Yet they feel like they have some sort of impact on your life through shame and disappointment. You get so sick of it, and whatever, you don't want to hear about all that. You don't care. Nobody cares. Yeah? How can I be sure you do? Are you trying to get in my pants? Well, all right. I'm not exactly in the best of moods, 'cause I'm single. He doesn't think so, though, but I am. I told him so. It's been 3 days. I can't even pick up my phone now without some mama's boy pleading for me to come back. That's what I got earlier, by the way. Yeah, he wanted a mommy he could pump his dick into. I wasn't about to do that for him. No, I'm not sorry. Compromise? Don't you talk to me about compromising. Compromising hasn't done any good in any relationship. Do you know what it means to compromise? Sure, there are plenty of definitions for it, but when you get right down to it, it's accepting the standards that are lower than one's desires. And after all I've been through, I'd rather jump in front of a train than give myself up again. I mean it. Growing up, love meant fights were good and change was necessary to get hitched. Right? Right. But that's wrong too. Girls are taught from a very young age that they must shrink to make room for the men, and I'm supposed to believe that that's a good idea? That's just how it's supposed to be? I don't think so, pal. Here we go! If I'm supposed to love myself for other people to love me back, why is it that I must change for them to even look my way? That's how you get the short end of the stick, buddy. If you have to change who you are for someone to love you, then you'd no longer be yourself. What's there to love then? See? We were incompatible to begin with. No use ripping the band-aids off just to stick them back on again. Actually, no. I could never have these kinds of conversations with him. It's nice. Hey, I get off at 1. Is that past your bedtime? Well, if you want to ride back to my place, you got it.